Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You can't do any one thing. It honestly sounds with this guy like they think he can play everyone and play everyone well. Gardy's got experience at no center experience.
But they seems to be, he'd be a quick study. I like him at
the
tackle.
The athleticism, the combine tape, I was watching a little bit of that. I went with tape.
Oh, you went with combine tape?
Went with combine tape. Whew. Even in those workouts in shorts.
They have him laying on the ground,
with
then he's got to get up.
With those ball hammock shorts that they make them wear. He was very, very, very athletic.
Yeah, but you know, I am hearkening back to one pre-draft negative. He played in bike shorts. We've got the bike shorts guy. What if they draft? They didn't draft him.
Wait, what's the bike short thing?
Remember the thing he played? Some scout.
His knees were exposed. They didn't like that.
He and Pearsall were bike shorts guys.
Well, I thought you said the anonymous scouts who usually rip these guys were just gushing over
Fautanu. Would you like to hear the anonymous
Give me
Bob
anonymous
McGinn,
scouts. Give me the scouts who won't put their name on it because they want to say incendiary things for
All
the
right,
most part.
I'm actually going to say one of these has to get dumped, but I'm going to say it anyway so you guys can hear it.
Okay.
It's not like a horrible curse word, but quote, he may be, this is again those go long Bob McGinn guys on Fautanu. Quote, he may be the best pure athlete of the whole group. Quote, athletic, quick, competitive, really good kid. No glaring holes.
No glaring holes.
Last one.
Tiny holes.
Donnie, I am going to dump this. You guys don't have to, okay? I have the button. Quote, his pass pro is unreal. Plus, he's got some prick in him.
Did we have to dump that?
Yeah, we're supposed to. You've called people that on the air. And
has it gotten dumped?
We always do. And you're like, wait, why did you guys do that? And then we tell you you're not supposed to say that one.
Many of us thought that Fautanu would be gone. Only one man had the foresight to get this pick right.
This was my guy 2 days ago when I published my final mock draft. I'm going to stick with Troy Fautanu, tackle out of Washington.
How do we feel
Ray
about
Fittipaldo,
this show?
Ray Fittipaldo, Post-Gazette.
Ray Barone played a sports writer on Everybody Loves Raymond.
I've never actually watched it.
You're really not missing anything.
Very formulaic.
If you like Ray Romano, you'd like the big fellow with the deep voice.
Brad Garrett.
If I could recommend a 90s Ray, sitcom to watch instead, I'd start with Murphy Brown. And then from there, maybe Wings was also very good.
How about Northern Exposure?
Never saw it. How about
Wings.
Monk?
Monk's a 2000.
You know who loves
show.
Monk?
John Football?
No. Intern Dom.
Oh, he would, dude.
And he'll be back here probably in the matter of a few weeks if
you know
we get him back.
Intern Dom, by the way, sending out, I believe, a tweet last night saying the Chicago Bears dynasty started last night and they will surpass the Steelers, Patriots, and Chiefs for the best franchise
in
the history of football. Now that they have Caleb Williams
that's
and
actually Robidunza. That's actually measured praise from him.
He have said it'll be a disappointment if they don't win the Super Bowl by 3 touchdowns.
Have we ever had intern Dom and Little Austin City Limits in the same room?
Why is that? You think they have a lot in common?
I just have a feeling that would be a very funny duo to hear go back and forth about sports.
It's 3:03. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact Buell today. Let's get to this story. Our guy Mike Silver, who came on with us yesterday and made news on Brandon Ayuk and said that his understanding was the Steelers were not in the middle of vying for Ayuk services and the trade wasn't imminent. Well, right church, wrong pew.
Yeah.
Because now it looks like they're shopping Deebo Samuel instead. Silver says at this point, it's likely that they'll trade Samuel. Josina Anderson, NFL insider, preliminary conversations between the 49ers and Patriots. Mike Girardi, NFL insider, backs the Patriots story and says the Bills are also involved. Ian Rappaport went on Rich Eisen today and said of Samuel being traded tonight or tomorrow, quote, I could see it.
Picked up steam in a hurry.
So now let's pivot from Ayuk to Samuel. Should the Steelers get in on this? For the Swiss Army knife weapon that is Deebo Samuel.
You know, when it comes to him, there was the whole Ayuk makes that offense go or he's not a byproduct of that offense. Unfortunately, when you look at Deebo, and I love watching Deebo play, man. He is a fun dude. I think Steelers fans would love the way he plays, which is pretty much balls out at all times.
That's graphic, but continue.
Oh, yeah. You've never said anything like that on this show. That's right. Yes, I'm the one being graphic. Do you think he would be a good fit here?
I think he'd be an incredible fit. In fact, you've got reservations about Ayuk because what does he look like outside of San Francisco? I think this guy fits Arthur Smith much better. He's what Arthur Smith did with Cordarrelle Patterson his first year in Atlanta before Patterson really hit a wall and just became a return man is exactly how he would use Samuel, except Samuel is like 10 times better. Patterson, his first year in Atlanta with Smith, 600 rushing yards, six touchdowns, 500 receiving yards, 5 receiving touchdowns, 11 combined touchdowns. So he knows how to use the guy who's a positionless player, and that's Samuel. So I think, actually, if you're getting the offensive coordinator in on it, and it's like, hey, how do we meld really talented player with where our offense is going? I think Samuel fits much better. He also is price controlled. It's $22 million this year. It's $18 million next year, so average of 20, which isn't that expensive. Also, Rappaport said he thinks it might only take a third-round pick.
The price,
like, I'm all in on that,
the price,
man.
The price in draft capital is definitely worth the squeeze. You know, the juice is worth the squeeze there. You're right about the price setting, the price and money that he costs you being good. I know that, you know, we had planned on talking about this. I knew this was out there, and I was still sussing through my feelings. I think, let me put it this way. If my big reservation was how does Ayuk fit outside of San Francisco and how does Arthur Smith work a second wideout into his offense, the second part of that I don't worry about with Samuel. I think anybody figures out a way to get him the ball. He plays the position very differently than does George Pickens. He is a major...
I think he'll line up in the backfield and put Najee on the bench for some plays.
He is a major league ass kicker. He gets the ball in a jet sweep. It ain't like Calvin Austin or somebody else. It's somebody going and looking to hurt you. The only concerns I have are he gets dinged up. He doesn't miss a lot of time.
But he does get hurt a lot.
He plays a style that is very physical and therefore exposes him to a ton of hits.
There's mileage there. Donnie, how about you? You're hanging out with John Football tonight. Your old man's in town. He's Steelers obsessed, draft obsessed. This conversation comes up. What are you saying about it?
Well, I mean, like I said to you whenever I first got in and you brought the name up, Cordarrelle Patterson, I said that he's... Like, basically, the Steelers right now, they have the, like, older, more run-down version of what Deebo Samuel is. I mean, Deebo Samuel, one of the best weapons in the entire league. Yeah, the concern is there that he gets dinged up. Never, like, too long-term, but...
Would you trade the 84th pick for him tonight?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. I have a question.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't, because I have a question
you
for you.
You would not?
Hold on. Hypothetically.
Oh, now you're going to be Debbie Downer today on the show.
Well, I want to present an interesting hypothetical to both of you, at least I think.
I disagree.
Who are you, Starkey? Say it in a more... Who are you? I disagree. I'm playing golf. Anyway, would you rather have him at 84 for the 84th pick, and you know what his price is, and it's expensive, but you know what it is, or would you rather roll the dice on Malachi Corley there?
And get the rookie...
Who's rookie version Debo? No mileage?
No, I want... In that situation, I want Samuel. I think
I would roll the dice there for Corley because if it's just this guy is a big, strong as an ox guy, and he's just using the same way you'd use Debo. Oh, is there going to be a little bit of a learning curve about running routes? Fine. Give me the younger, cheaper version of Debo.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I have to be consistent. Like I say with Ayuk, we know what we have in this guy, and I'm not confident they would find a receiver as good as him. I got to be the same way with Debo. Like we hear that Corley is the comparison to, or he has the comps to Debo Samuel, but that's...
You want proven commodity.
Yeah, like those are some pretty big shoes to fill.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We got to change this one up a little bit in a minute.
It's all right.
Just one lyrical edit.
Great song, by the way. This guy made Houndstooth even more popular than Bear Bryant did.
All right, given the NFL rumor mill, Donnie's going to change this one up a little bit.
One for the road.
Debo!
Whoa! Whoa,
one more trade and we'll get him. Hold on, we gotta do it one more time. Debo.
What a song.
Boz probably just was, he was getting a lot of ass, let's be honest. He had to be.
I agree. Donnie has a day two mock in about 15 minutes, but I promised calls reacting to everything.
We had some patient people waiting ready to get
absolutely
after it here.
This new Debo Samuel rumor. You like that better than Ayuk? The Fautanu pick, you
we
can
got
give
heavy,
that a grade.
I looked at the lines, Pony. We got heavy hitters at 4-1-2.
What you want the Steelers to do tonight.
70. Yep. Yeah, we got big heavy hitters. We got some big time callers.
Let's start with Dave, who's on the fan. Hello, Dave.
Dave. Dave, you are making me
off
look
to an electric
real
start,
stupid.
Malzi. Heavy hitters, all right. Here is
on.
John on the fan. Hello, John.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Hey, when you hit that dump button there, Muzzy, I heard it came perfectly through here on the phone.
Oh, I know.
So I don't know if I got to talk to somebody about this.
No. When you're on the lines, I should have made it clear. The people who were hanging on the lines when I did that get to hear exactly what I said.
That was a special treat for
you,
John.
Yeah, it's called the director's cut of the show.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I got to go see a therapist now. But anyway, how do you guys feel about this? If the top running back is available to them in the second round. Already said no?
No. You've got Jalen
Warren. I know they need a wide receiver, but guys, I'm just afraid Najee gets hurt with these little things too often, and they want to run the ball. And you know what? Look, everything being equal, I'd rather have the guy, if you ask me honestly, out of everybody.
Wait, hold on. I have to object to something here. You said Najee gets hurt with these little things. He's never missed
a game. That thing he suffered from last year. It was just like an annoying.
I know, but he's never missed a game.
Yeah,
he's 51 for 51.
Man, that's
in his
not
career.
Even on my radar. Heavy hitters, first guy up. Wants to talk about them drafting a running back.
All right, now it's my
way
fault.
To oversell and underdeliver here, Mulsey.
You have not put on either of the heavy hitters, both of which you're looking at name-wise right now. You know exactly who I'm talking about.
Well, we'll just have to restock. This is like
a trout in a stream.
Exactly. As a guy that doesn't have a fishing license but would like one and would
blue
like
collar.
For anyone listening
you'd like for one?
I'd like for someone to bring me along one day, and I think I'd make a good companion on a fishing trip. Yeah.
You would be the worst fishing companion of all time.
Disagree.
And I don't even like fishing.
So, still waiting. Let's get some good calls here on the Steelers draft at 412-928-9370. In enemy territory, embedded with Ravens fans, is our friend Mike in Maryland. Hello, Mike.
What's going on, boys?
Hey, man.
I had a different twist on the Fatanu pick. I not that Sam Milo needs it, but I feel like they're just gonna gel pretty well, and it might spark something. And I don't know. I think it's gonna be beneficial for him.
Would you put him next to him?
You want Broderick to play over there, but I don't know. I don't know what you want to do. I mean, I don't think it really matters, but I think he's just going to be a good mentor for him. And it seems like a grade A ass kicker. So I'm pumped for that. But the Debo thing, I literally was going to say Malachi Corley right before Malzi said it. But after you guys got to talking about it, they restructured that deal, but it's like, if you're going to do that, I don't know. They've just done so much different stuff that it's – now I'm just, like, addicted to it. Now I just – like, if we're going to swing, let's just swing and miss. If we miss, whatever. We tried. But getting Debo would just be – I think that would just be the cherry on top. I don't know.
So do I. That's how I look at it. I'd rather have him. It's not, like, a long-term expensive deal like Ayuk. You're not giving up a first-round pick. And unlike Cortland Sutton, who I think is a good player but also wants a new deal and – it did gel with Russell Wilson to some extent. I don't look at him as the type of player that is a like season-changing, team-altering type acquisition. I do view Samuel as this kind of one-of-a-kind player that would give you an edge over many other teams and would create nightmarish matchups for teams.
If the Steelers are trying to win now, I would understand why they'd say, we know he's banged up and got some mileage. We know he's not young. We know he's expensive, but he's a known commodity. When you bring Debo Samuel onto your team, you essentially know what you're getting. They would trade pick 84, hypothetically, I think, for him. But listen, when I talk about like roster building and stuff like that and think about that, the idea of there might be the second coming of Debo Samuel, young, cheap, and no mileage comparison at Corley, that would just be very tempting.
Yeah, he could also be Dre Archer, though, a man without a position who just comes to
like
your football team and blows.
He's not like 5'7", 140 pounds.
No.
Dre Archer was built like a kicker, like a Grammatica brother.
But he was a guy that was drafted as a wide receiver who they tried at running back, and he...
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Loud and glorin'.
Before we get to Donnie's mock of the day, night two mock draft, I'm going to tell you guys about the 5-Alarm Marathon, and it is going to a great cause, the local volunteer fire departments of our region. We're going to be on the air for 26 hours raising money to help volunteer firefighters, volunteer fire departments. 937thefan.com is where all the info's at. You can register your own VFD. The Fan 5-Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, 1-800-BOARD-UP, and Hampton Beer Outlet.
One person you want to work with for an hour or so, just random, that you don't really work with here on any kind of regular basis.
Austin Bechtold.
No, he would be producing. I got to talk about air host, or you want Austin to come and sit across from you and do takes.
How about Colin?
I don't know if he's part of this. I mean, he's over on AM.
Oh, he'll be a part of this, from what I've heard. He's in the mix.
Talking life.
Real truth.
Honest truth.
Getting on people intense.
I-N-T-E-N-S-E? Like intensely? Or intense,
physically?
Intense. Oh, okay.
All right, Donnie, what do you got for us?
This is Chris Trapasso from CBS, so we could... I was looking for one that our buddy Ryan Wilson put out, but I don't know if he did one, so I just got one of his guys from CBS.
Well, he will join us at 5:30.
They've got a phalanx. They have got a whole roster of dudes at CBS just pumping out mocks. Ryan, of course, is our favorite of that bunch.
He's Carnegie Mellon approved. The guy he comes from one of the great universities or colleges in all of America.
The guy I golf with, the Tall Dave guy, was Tall Dave from CMU. Which
is Tall Dave one of those, like... You know, tiny whatevers where it's the opposite, like the mobsters, like Tiny Tony was actually the guy that was 6'8".
No, he was like 6'4". Tall Dave was like 6'4". He was a literal nickname. That would be like small-headed Mulsey or something like that. Okay, anyway, Donnie.
So he has a couple of receivers going early, which you would think the Bills, that can be a whole other discussion, what the hell they're doing. But he has Ladd McConkey going to them to start the round. A.D. Mitchell goes to the Patriots after that. Go down a couple of picks. Pick number 39, that's where we see Mr. Powers Johnson going. So the Steelers don't get him.
Is that the Chargers or the
Panthers? That's the Panthers.
Panthers.
This is
the Panthers. Panthers and Chargers are the two teams that need a
who pick ahead of them.
Yeah, who pick ahead of them, who need
one. He has the Chargers taking Keon Coleman since they took
wide receiver from Florida State. He catches a lot of footballs.
A Malzy guy, Max Melton, he goes the next pick. He goes to the Commanders at pick 40. A couple of linebackers after that. We get down to – now, here's some interesting ones that get close to the Steelers that I think they would take note in. So, Johnny Newton from Illinois, a lot of people expected him to go in the first round. He has him going 49th to Cincinnati. Very close to the Steelers pick.
I think people have actually comped him to, like, Geno Atkins, who Cincinnati would obviously be quite familiar with. Like, a smallish guy, but just nonstop and gives people
fits.
And
they lost DJ Reader in free agency to Detroit, so that would fill a hole for them. Plus, Trey Hendrickson is requesting a trade.
Roman Wilson, 50th to the Eagles. And then at 51, that big guy, that big red guy in the jug is about to jump through the wall. To the Steelers.
Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Okay, I have a take on this.
So here's a wild one. A couple of picks later, Cooper DeJean. He has him falling to 53.
Holy cow. Who takes him at 53?
The Eagles, of course.
So the Eagles would get Quinyon Mitchell,
possibly
and
the two best corners
Cooper
in the draft.
In the draft.
Something else of note. Five picks later, the Cowboys end up with Zach Frazier at 56.
Oh, okay. They'd love that.
Okay.
I think DeJean or Frazier would be the pick over McKinstry.
I agree with that. I honestly, if Frazier's there, I know that corner is more valuable, and you guys have heard me harp ad infinitum about how it's more valuable than center. But at that point, I think I would take the center because it's Frazier, and I think he's plug and play, man.
I got to be honest with you guys. McKinstry is one of these guys like King from Penn State, where when the college football season started, he was looked at as a top 10 pick. And then by the end of the year, the other corner there, Arnold, was looked at as a better player than him.
He was sliding.
So, hey, Nick Saban coached corners and defensive backs. Hard to say no to them. I mean, look at Levi Wallace. Not really big on talent, but has turned himself into a serviceable defensive back. I think his coaching and, you know, getting brought up on the fundamentals of the position by Saban, who coaches the defensive backs there at Alabama, helped him carve out a nice NFL career, even though he's not a great player. They make that pick. The reason why I would not come on the air and praise it is because of the guys they would leave on the board in that situation.
I would feel differently if DeGene was gone, if Frazier was gone.
I feel much differently because here's the take I had originally for you before you told me that those two guys were still there. A lot of what I have, well, I can even save this, but I would, if it's at 51 and Frazier's gone and you're asking me generally corner or wide out there, I would actually say corner, which I don't think most people in town would, because I trust them less deeper in the draft to find guys and develop them. So if the idea is that a player closer to the top of the draft is inherently safer, that's what I would rather have at corner.
Jeremiah and Brugler, by the way, have McKinstry as a first-round graded player. So, I mean, like, the other stuff aside, if they picked him at 51, according to two of the biggest draft experts, they'd get a first-round talent.
If Frazier is gone and it's McKinstry there at 51 somehow and DeGene still falls, or DeJean.
DeGene. For me.
I thought you were giving me the pronunciation you prefer. Yeah, I would want DeJean too. Why don't, can we just agree on
it's
one?
It's DeGene. I heard that's what they said last night. The only person that said DeJean is Palazzolo, and I honestly think he did that just to F with us. All right, how about the third round picks,
Donnie? So we hit round three. I'll stop at pick 77 here, the Raiders. They picked the apple of fake John and Robinson's eye.
I knew that's why you were going to stop there. Big Spence.
Spencer Rattler goes to the Raiders at 77.
He will buy, I know this for a fact, they draft him. He will have a Rattler whatever number he's going to wear jersey within a week. Within a week.
He has the Steelers going with another defensive back, Javon Bullard from Georgia. I believe he's the safety. I might be getting him mixed up with the other one, who I think is Tyke Smith.
Tyke Smith, yeah.
One of those guys is more of a slot corner.
Would you like me to tell you?
Yeah, if you could get I'll
Brugler it for you.
I don't like the idea of taking a safety who might move into the slot with the third round pick, especially after you just took a corner in this draft.
Van Pran goes right ahead of them.
I'd hate that pick. And then who's the second, third round pick, the Kenny pick?
And then we go down to 98. It's Malik Washington, the wide receiver from Virginia.
So I'm looking up Bullard right now on Brugler's thing. I think he has both he and Tyke Smith listed as safeties because I looked through all the corners, Donnie.
Yeah, they're both listed as safeties, but if you look at like their snap counts, one of them played a ton in the slot.
When we come in on Monday, we'll react to what they probably did Friday night, Friday night. If that's the way Friday night goes for them, those picks, I will not feel – I'll love what they did last night with Fautanu, but I will be very, very, very
underwhelmed.
Yeah, I will not be a huge fan of everything else that they do if that's what we're left with.
Hey, Pony.
No center.
What would you like to see them do on day two of the draft?
Well, we could talk about that next, Malzi.
Huh. It's almost like I planned it that way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.